The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such an exciting day.
It is, isn't it? You had a little trouble with your microphone there.
I did, because he thought I was on number three instead of number two.
You fooled me.
I fooled you.
But you sound real better on this microphone.
You like this one better?
Well, thank you, Alan.
I like this one better, too.
Alan, did you have a good week today? This week?
It was all right. Hey, I can't wait to hear what things are happening. I saw a neat one online today.
You did?
I'll see if you mention it.
We got all kinds of fun things to mention this week. Angela, what do you want to mention this week?
That it's Liquid Sunshine Day.
Well, only
you know how
for,
I love my sunshine, right?
Only for a short period of time, because I have it on very, very good authority.
Yes.
That Liquid Sunshine is going to move away and talk and turn into light sunshine for the rest of the day. And tomorrow is going to be good. And I hear it's going to be a super weekend, a Super Bowl weekend.
It's Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah,
yes,
but you know
indeed.
What? You know what's going to happen today? We are going to sell one of our houses today, maybe even two of them, because I have an open house today. We've been advertising for a couple of times. We have three appointments. Coming to the open house today.
Yeah, which is unusual.
Right.
Usually we don't know they're coming, but one of them's coming all the way from Miami.
How about that? So. And on the other one that I'm doing tomorrow, we already have an offer on it, and another offer is coming on it. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
It's wild. Hey, I have a couple of shout-outs for a couple of new listeners that promised that are going to be listening today. So, investor Nina is listening. And
hello, Nina.
A special listener from way up north. That's right. Anne is listening from Long Island. So, good morning, Anne.
Good morning,
Anne. Smithtown, New York.
I want to give a good morning to Malcolm. He's our newest buyer, and I love it because he's very young. He's a first-time buyer. But one of the most important things I like about him is he's in the Navy. He is serving our country, and we want to thank him for that. That's so, so awesome.
Well, what a coincidence.
We're delighted to help him.
What a coincidence. Because Nina, her son is in the Navy and has served over in Japan. And thank him for our service. And you know what's special about today as well? Because it is a special day. You know, we have the favorite things that we do at the beginning of the show. And one of the things about today, which is not a very well-known day, it's National Freedom Day.
Ooh,
which not
like
only celebrates the freedom of our country as well from England, but it also celebrates the 13th Amendment, which is outlawing slavery, which should have been done many, many years before it was.
Yes,
but still,
absolutely.
National Freedom Day. So I want to expand that to the freedoms that we have as the greatest country in the world.
Absolutely.
And it's because of the men and women that have fought over the years to give us great service and keep away the enemies that we have. So thanks to our men and women that serve our country and the families that stay behind and keep the rest of their families going for their men and women to come back home. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You know what else it is today?
What?
It's Change Your Password Day.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
That's
so
a good
go
one.
On your computer and change your password.
Make it hard, too.
A couple of
Don't
other
let anyone
things,
hack you.
A couple of other, you know, kind of fun things that is today. It's G.I. Joe Day. Also related to the military. Do you remember G.I. Joe?
Oh, yeah. When I was a little kid, I used to play with him all the time because the lady who babysat me had three boys, so that was the only toys in the house.
Yes. And for your kids that you want to get educated and love to get smart and learn all about things. It's National Take Your Child to the Library Day.
How about that?
And Angela, I got another one, but I don't know whether you're going to like it or
what?
Not.
What?
You're probably going to hate the title. It's it's Spunky Old Broads Day.
Oh,
how about that, Alan?
I feel like I should celebrate it.
Well, you're spunky,
and I'm old, and
you're
I'm
not old, and you're. I would never call you an old broad, not at all. There are a few other days that we've got, but anyway, we're gonna
Alan had one. Which was yours, Alan?
What do you have today, Alan?
Eat ice cream for breakfast.
That's
day.
Right. It is that. I have
You're
never,
speaking my language right
that's
there.
Right.
That sounds awesome.
I have never done that. We've got a caller on the line. We always go to callers. Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Terrific. How can we help you today?
I got a three-parter for you today.
Okay.
What's the quickest listing you ever sold, the quickest house sold? Number two is, when an inspection of a house, what is the thing that most frequent that doesn't pass inspection the first time that someone's buying or selling a home? And the third is, I want your predictions for the game tomorrow, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks,
okay, guys. Great questions. I'd like to tackle the first one for you because it's an interesting story that goes along with it. What is the quickest sale we ever had? It was 2 hours.
2 hours, yep.
We made a phone call. First of all, there's a history behind that in that this was a great customer. He's a long-term
listener.
He's a radio show listener. And we told him what to do to sell his house. And he was very, very good in that. He did everything that we asked him to do.
Yes, he did.
And I mean, he made his house spick and span.
Almost brand new, really.
And he asked us what to sell it for, and we said, look, we never ask people to overprice. We never ask people to underprice. We say, sell it at the price that it should be sold for. Make it look perfect.
Right.
Then we called up someone who we knew was interested in a house like that. We described the house to them, and he said, I'll take it. He ran some numbers. He looked at the house online. He looked at the pictures. He was the first person, and he bought it.
Yep, he sure did.
He bought it.
And we closed quick. It was a cash deal.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Yeah, there's actually a whole lot more to that story about this particular customer because he called in with a question, and we helped him, and we've talked about that deal a few times on the show. But anyway, so that's that one. The second question, Angela, we'll let you do.
Well, his question was on inspections, what fails the most? And I'm thinking, I don't know if I even know which one it is that actually fails the most. That's probably a better question for our home inspector. But wood rot is the one that matters the most.
Yeah, it doesn't fail.
And we see it all the time in, you know, thresholds of doorways and that sort of thing. And for many of the loans that people get, it has to be repaired. So I know that as I ask for repairs, I know that that's one that's a big deal. But I'm not sure that I'm answering his question properly. There's probably an item or three items that are, you know, we see repeatedly that fail.
Yeah, there's one thing that causes people to walk away from a deal more than anything, but you rarely see it. And that's when there is mold. The mold gets tested and it's toxic mold.
Yes.
That's very, very rare. And the third question was,
prediction,
who's going to win the game? I have absolutely no idea. I just hope everybody enjoys the show after they have come and look for the house of their dreams. Hey, when we come back after the break, we got lots of fun things to talk about, including a contest. So I'm going to tell you what the contest is really quick. What percentage higher do houses with good curb appeal sell for than just bad curb appeal? This was done by a study by two universities. What percentage higher do houses sell for? Hey, we're going to answer your questions. Call us at 222-8255 at area code 904. And we, ladies and gentlemen, will be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this, well, liquid sunshine kind of day.
Well, you usually say happy, happy, happy.
Well, it is a happy, happy day, but I have to tell you that seriously.
Yes.
It affects my mood.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not as happy today as it when the sun is shining and there's blue sky and puffy white clouds. It just does something for me. Seriously.
Well, can you wait till this afternoon?
How about that? I can, but you know, it's like right now. So it's liquid sunshine, and we do appreciate that as real estate agents. We understand that without liquid sunshine, we don't have beautiful green grass that's necessary for people to pay top dollar for houses.
All right.
Right?
All right. Well, right. It depends on whether you're a buyer or a seller, doesn't it?
Well, both. Every whether you're a buyer or a seller, you appreciate beautiful green grass.
Well, I got a story a little bit later.
Well,
in
wait
this
a minute.
Show.
No. I have to follow up from the last thing from when Gary called in, because Gary asked about a prediction of football. And the interesting thing is, Howard, you scooted right over me. You assume I have no opinion.
I don't assume that. Angela,
yes,
we both have opinions on just about everything.
Yeah, but you didn't think I had
and
one about football.
Of course, is more important because you are the lady in the house. And of course, since you are the lady, it's happy wife, happy life. So please.
Oh, I like that.
Please pardon me.
I don't.
And let's give your prediction of the Super Bowl prediction for the winner of the game.
Okay. So the winner of the game is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm certain of it. That I know. But you know what else I think about Super Bowl? I think we're all winners, right? Because think about it. Halftime is always a great entertainment, and we're going to have Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. That's going to be awesome. I mean, Jennifer Lopez is as hot as she ever was, and she's 50 or something like that. I mean, come on. That's awesome. And then the commercials. We all get entertained by the commercials. You know, they pay ridiculous amounts of money to make them and broadcast them. And anyway, I can't wait to see the puppy and the Clydesdale horses. They kind of do it for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're all winners on Super Bowl weekend.
We're all winners here in Jacksonville. We got a story later on about the advantage of living here in Jacksonville versus one other city that has a football team. But we're going to get to that later.
Okay.
It's kind of an interesting story. Anyway, let me remind everyone what the contest is. There was a study done, a combined study by two different universities that looked at thousands of homes that had great curb appeal versus not so good.
Okay.
And they found of the ones that sold, these were all sold properties. I don't know how they did this, but, you know, they're colleges and they know how to figure this out. What percentage higher price did homes sell for that had what they decided was good curb appeal or great curb appeal versus not so good?
Interesting.
So the question for our listeners is, what percentage higher price did the ones go for that had higher curb appeal versus not?
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. You know what else is going on? You know, it's February already, right?
Who? Yeah, it's my grandson's birthday today.
He turned one today.
He's turning one. I only have one grandson. We have three granddaughters, but one grandson, and he's turning one.
How about that?
Happy birthday, JR.
Happy birthday, JR. All right. You know what else is
what
happening
else is it?
Today?
February. Yeah.
Well, February turns, and, you know, from January to June, every month, more and more homes get sold, more homes get listed.
Yes.
So what happened this week?
Yes. Well, you want me to tell you?
Please.
You're going to tell me.
Please.
Okay. I'll tell you what happened. So this past week for homes and condominiums, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, 774 offers got accepted. Now that's up 19% from the previous week. 680 new homes came on the market, and that's up 5% from the previous week. 171 of the 680, well, they're already under contract. And if you do the math there, that's what, 25% maybe? 61 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 399 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say congratulations.
Yeah. And interest rates, they all came down, and they're down to the lowest level in about 3 years. And
that's,
if you remember back
exciting.
To 3 years ago, that was almost the lowest ever.
I mean, you can get a 30-year conventional rate for 3.5%. And again, these are national-wide averages. So, you know, it could vary for you based on your credit score and all that. The 15-year rate is down to 3%.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I have to refinance. I better call Christine with a K.
Yeah.
and the VA and the FHA 30-year rate, it's at 3.33%. For all those first-time buyers or Navy buyers, oh, gosh, in the Navy, they can buy a house now up to $1 million instead of having that limit that it used to have. So the Navy, this is a great way to go for the Navy guys now.
Yeah, I said a couple of minutes ago that we're in February already. Can you believe that? You know, and one of the fun features here on the radio is at the end of each month, we tell people what were the highest sales and the lowest sales for regular homes versus condominiums.
Yes.
And there are some firsts that have happened in the 9 years that we've been doing this.
Really?
In fact, there are four records, four things that have never happened before.
Well, tell us about it.
I got to tell you about this, because it's really cool that I noticed. First of all, for For regular residences, three were on the ocean, one was on the river, one was on another, like intercoastal. Five paid cash. There were 17 that sold for over $1 million. So the highest price one was a very weird price, $2,068,500.
Okay.
Odd price.
Yep.
It was a six-bedroom, four-bath for 3,174 square feet on the ocean in Neptune Beach. It's on the market for 83 days. Now, here's the odd thing about it.
What?
It was. This is the first ever. It was a duplex.
Oh.
First ever that the highest price one was a duplex. It had really strange advertising. It said, no global warming to worry about. and then the next few words were, it has its seawall fortified.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that what our advertising's come to now, talking about the seawalls?
So that's the first time ever. Now, if you didn't want to spend $2 million to get waterfront, on the low side, you could have spent $12,000 for a two-bedroom, one-bath, 900 square feet, was on the market for 28 days. Now, the owner took a real haircut on this one.
What?
It was listed for $28,500.
Wow.
Yes.
It's a big difference.
But they had to sell it for $12,000, and it was obviously a fixer-upper. Their first contract fell through. The person didn't buy it. Now, let's go to condos.
Okay. Tell us.
There were none that sold for over $1 million. The highest.
What?
Yeah.
That is unusual.
Yeah. The highest was $850,000.
Okay.
Now, here is the interesting part when we go to Lowe's. The lowest condo is pretty high, but it's the first time ever that there was a tie for the low.
Okay.
And they were in the same building.
Oh.
And it was the same buyer.
Okay.
And it was the same seller.
How about that?
And the lowest, the three, so one was $52,000, another was $52,000, another was $51,000, were all the same seller.
Okay.
Isn't that wild?
Yes.
Now, these were not fixer-uppers. These were all fixed up and beautiful.
Really?
These were all move-in ready. They were all the residences at City Place Condo. They were efficiency units, and they each had their own Murphy bed. So you could really just move right in. Now, here's the next first time ever.
What?
Of the high home and the high condo.
Yes.
The listing agent.
Yes.
And the selling agent.
Yes.
So all four agents, all the same person.
What?
Isn't that wild?
So does that mean only one person's working these days?
I don't know.
Seems like that, right?
And
so they're the listing agent and the selling agent on each side of the highs.
Correct.
How about that?
Isn't that an interesting coincidence?
Very interesting.
Happened to be Jan Shields.
Yep. We like her.
From
she's
Watson,
nice.
A yeah. terrific agent. But she she made all four of those commissions.
Yep. She's great.
So lots of first-time evers.
How about that?
So a lot of useless information there, but sometimes it's just kind of fun to hear those things.
You know, I think men can often be a font of useless information, but it's interesting.
Are you trying to say something about what
gender?
I have discovered here?
About gender?
Well, we got some more things coming up.
I think that you make it fun, Howard. When you look back at the previous month and everybody's interested in what the highs and lows and how many, but I think you make it fun when you add these little tidbits in.
Okay.
So thanks for the work that you do on that.
Well, when we come back after the show, we are going to talk about some things that come up just about on every sale, whether you are the buyer or the seller. It's the home inspection. I do now? What does the homeowner, what does the buyer ask for? What do they don't ask for? What should the seller do? We're going to talk about that when we get back. Stay with us, everyone.
Talk radio AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has rejected the summoning of witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial. On a party-line vote, the Senate passed Senate Majority Leader McConnell's motion to conclude the impeachment trial and vote on a verdict on Wednesday. They are expected to acquit the president. China's death toll from the new virus has risen to 259, and a World Health Organization official says other governments need to prepare for domestic outbreak control if the disease should spread. Beijing criticized Washington's order barring entry to most foreigners who visited China in the past 2 weeks. Australia announced similar measures. Meanwhile, South Korea and India flew hundreds of their own citizens out of Wuhan, the city at the center of the area where some 50 million people are barred from leaving inside China because of a possible risk. On Wall Street, fears of the virus drove the Dow down 603 points, the NASDAQ down 148. This is SRN News.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow to help you sleep deeper. During our President's Day event, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Now ranked number one in customer satisfaction with retail mattresses by J.D. Power. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Looking at a cloudy sky today with a 50% chance of showers and a high near 60. Cloudy overnight, low 43. For Sunday and Monday, sunny skies, high 65 on Sunday, up to 72 on Monday, and then clear nights through Monday night. Overnight low Sunday, 45 down to 49 on Monday.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, we haven't had anybody call in with the contest yet. There was a study done by two universities that looked at curb appeal on sold houses. And they did an analysis and they found out what percent sold, I mean, not what percent sold at a higher price, but what was the percentage that homes sold for? What was the, gosh, I didn't do that right.
You did not.
How much higher did houses with a curb?
Great curb appeal get than the ones who didn't have great curb appeal.
Yeah.
So you got to see if it's worth it to make the outside look awesome. Yeah. And listen, the answer to that is yes. Because if I can't get someone to like the outside, they're not coming in. I don't care how great the inside looks.
Yeah.
You know, the first picture they see is the outside. So.
Well, it's not just the picture. It's sometimes the people drive
by. Pull up to the curb. I mean, I've had customers in my car say, "Ah, God, this doesn't look like the picture. Let's go." We never even get out of the car. Have to call and cancel the appointment. So yeah. It's really important. Very, very.
So the four.
All right. So you want to talk about inspections,
yes,
right?
Yes, the home inspection. Okay. What do I do now? We get questions from almost every seller as well as every buyer after they read that home inspection report. Now, that home inspection report goes anywhere from 30 pages to, believe it or not, over 100 pages. Now, that doesn't mean there's 100 pages of things wrong, but they put a lot of pictures in.
Yes.
They put a
great
lot of
explanations,
right.
And wait, can I just do a plug real quick?
Oh, please.
Because, you know, we are huge fans of William Chandler, of Property 360 Home Inspections. And a lot of times we see Richard and Steven out in the field doing their thing, or William. And they're really thorough. And so you're right, Howard. We get reports sometimes that are 90 pages, 100 pages. But they are so full of information that's really, really helpful to the clients.
That's right.
Yeah. So they do a great job. I just want to give them a plug.
Well, good. Yes. I met with Richard and
Steven.
Steven, because I had not met Steven before. And they did a wonderful job at a home inspection out in Fernandina.
Yeah. Cape
and
House.
They found a few things.
Yep.
As they always do. In fact, we have them done on brand new houses, and things are found in brand new houses.
Absolutely.
And the thing that one should never do is say, OMG, oh my gosh, because as I mentioned earlier in the show, the only oh my gosh is if there is mold and it gets tested and it turns out to be toxic mold. I mean, even that can be remedied. But there are always few things, particularly when you're buying an older home.
Yes.
There's always going to be few things.
Something.
Just like if you live in a home, you know, there are always some things that need to be taken care of that you don't even notice. So
sometimes you don't even know about.
Yes.
Because right?
They may be in an attic.
Yeah.
They may be in the back of your house.
I just had someone go fix an air conditioning line, and it ran through my attic, and he noticed daylight in my roof. So guess who's getting a new roof? Woohoo! Me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have known that. I'm never in my attic, nor would I crawl around it in spaces I shouldn't be in.
You don't
in.
Go into your attic?
No.
Well, I've been up there just to put some things up and pull down steps for storage.
We don't have hardly anything up there.
There is
it's
hardly
way
anything
too
up
tall.
There.
Very tall ceiling.
But I've never
ceiling.
Gone into the rest of the house from the attic. That's
right,
true.
Right, right.
So I want to go over a few of the things that sometimes you see, and then we can talk about how you can or should or maybe
shouldn't
react to some of these things, and whether you should ask for them to be fixed or not, or maybe you should just say, you know what? Don't worry about it.
I'd do it afterwards.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it after I buy the house.
So
that's one of my strategies anyway. I like that. That way you can control who's doing the work, is there a warranty, and, you know, oversee it yourself.
So let me just read through some of these things that you might see.
Okay.
And you guys that are listening, just think about them as I go through them. So, let's see, a plug in the garage that is not protected by a ground fault circuit interrupter.
GFCI.
Let's see, there's a water stain on the ceiling in one of the rooms, but it's tested and there's no moisture there anymore. So it may have happened years ago, may have happened before a roof was replaced. But anyway, it's tested and there's no problem. No current problem. There's a double tap in the electrical panel. Meaning there are two wires coming into one circuit breaker. Now, apparently that's not according to current electrical code. And by the way, that first one about the garage, that there's no GFCI.
Right.
Well, 20 years ago. They didn't even have, or 25 years ago, they didn't even have GFCI circuits.
Right.
Okay, next one. the air conditioner, inside the air conditioner, is dirty.
That comes up a lot.
Yes, and it's 12 years old, and the inspector says that a lifespan of an air conditioner is 12 to 15 years old, plus there's a couple of inches of that black insulation foam is missing from one of the outside tubes.
And that comes up a lot.
That comes up all the time. Here's another one.
I could have answered Gary's question different.
Yeah, here's another one. The smoke detectors are over 10 years old and should probably be replaced.
I find that to be a note in every home inspector's report. Yeah. So they must learn that in school to just write that.
Well, if the home's 10 years old or more, yeah. Let's see. The roof has some nails showing. See that one a lot.
Yes, nail pops.
Nail pops. Let's see. Some grout is cracking or needs replacing in the shower or where the shower meets the tub.
Mm-hmm.
See that one a lot.
Yeah.
A floor tile in the hallway has a small crack.
We do see that.
You see that one a lot. Mm-hmm. The half bath sink has a slow drip.
Yeah.
See that one sometimes.
In my own house, yeah.
Yeah. One of the windows in the dining room or another room won't stay open.
Yep.
So you got 40 windows in your house, one of them doesn't stay open.
It's not really a safety issue.
Well, it could be because windows are supposed to stay open so that if there's a fire,
right,
you need to be able to get out.
Yes.
Now, if it's a room that you'd never climb out of to get out from a fire, like if it's in a dining room, you know, I'd say, so what? Or it's a $10 spring, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. An outside faucet drips, but only when you turn it on. How about this next one? Outside caulking around the windows is showing signs of shrinking. So think about those. Now, what should you as the buyer do? There are so many items. Let's say every one of these items was on an inspection report. Should you panic? Because there's a bunch of items on there. My answer is no. Do you walk away from the deal? My answer is no. What if it was an as-is contract? You know, these are normal items that are seen every single day on home inspections. We want you to remember a couple of things. One is that you are not buying a new home. It's a used home. And most of these are simple maintenance items that don't require immediate attention or even maybe even a fix at all. Now, maybe you want to fix them, but they may not require a fix at all. Ask yourself this question. If I had been living in this house, would I have rushed to fix them? We have a dripping faucet. We should fix it, but we haven't. It's not a rush. Are we wasting a little bit of water?
I want you to rush now to fix it, please.
Okay.
Now that we've thought about it out loud.
Now, I'll bet some of you would never have addressed some of these items. I would never have rushed to fix a 10-year-old smoke detector because it's not broken. Now, some were built according to the building code at the time this house was built. And would I replace my own air conditioner if it's working fine? No.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Most of us don't replace it until it breaks.
And somebody comes and says, well, it's the motor that's running the outside unit and it costs $400 to fix it.
Right.
I might just replace the motor, or I might say, you know, the air conditioner's 12 to 15 years old. Maybe now I'll get the thing fixed.
Yes.
But I, as the buyer, I'm probably not going to ask for a new air conditioner. Or
no.
Maybe I want one and I'll split the cost with the buyer. So they're all sorts of things with the seller. So speaking as a realtor and as a buyer, I may not ask for any of these items to be fixed or replaced. I know that I'm not buying a new house. I'll fix them after I move in. Now, I don't want to nitpick and I don't want the buyer to nitpick with me if I was the seller. Now, we're going to come back. When we come back after the break, I'm going to talk about it's a little bit different if the AC was inoperative or the roof has no life left in it. And, you know, maybe you can't get insurance if some types of items can't be fixed. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. So stay with us, everyone. We're going to answer your questions. We will be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here with you today on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. So here's what we were talking about before the break. We were talking about the common things that are found on an inspection, and some of them don't require immediate attention. Some of them have a tolerance of a threshold of tolerance, I would think I want to say. Some of them would maybe seem like nickel and diming the seller. That's never a good idea. But every now and again, you come across something that's a, oh my goodness, I can't get insurance. So some examples of that, because some of the insurance programs like VA or FHA, or if buyers are using like city money from NACA or SHIP program, the appraisals get really, and the inspections are super picky. And so sometimes those things have to be fixed, but sometimes you'll find something on any type of loan program where maybe the air conditioner is not operable, or if the roof doesn't have any life left to it. You know, there isn't a mortgage company around who's going to want to give you a mortgage when the roof is bad. So they can require that the roof be replaced prior to closing. And so that is certainly a time where even on an as is contract, that you would want to speak to the seller about it, about making a repair. Sometimes you might even share the cost of that, because the buyer is going to get the benefit of the new roof for the next 20 years. The seller's not, but the seller could get the benefit of the buyer helping them pay for the cost of the roof. Other things that a loan might require are WDO items. So WDO means wood destroying organisms. And so that can be active fungus, which is like wood rot that we see frequently. It could be termites. It could be powder post beetles. Anything can come up on a WDO inspection, and that would impact getting certain types of mortgages. So if there's 5 years left on the roof, you know, for VA, that's a problem. If it has to have at least 5 years left. Certain brands of electrical panels. What's the name? I always forget, Howard.
Standard Pacific. No.
That's what I call it.
No.
Federal
Pacific.
Yeah. Federal Pacific. So if you have that in your house and you're thinking about selling, just know you're going to have to change that box out. It can be done for about $1,000. If windows don't stay open. Now, for VA, that's a problem. They have to be fixed. So you have to have heat in the house, and you have to have a stove in the kitchen. So there's some things that are required by the loans. And as I said, pretty much VA, FHA, and then specialty programs like NACA and SHIP program that are where you're getting money from the city. So when we're showing properties on MLS, we have the opportunity to put whether or not they would be acceptable homes for a VA loan or FHA loan, or if they just need to be cash or conventional. And, you know, those guidelines, of course, can be tougher. And therefore, it's tougher for the appraiser, too, who's coming out, because they're not only doing an appraisal, they also have to look for these items to make sure that they go in line with the type of mortgage that the buyer's getting. So again, sometimes a great idea in these bigger items that sound a little scary is, you know, the seller can pay all of it, the buyer can pay all of it, or you can share the cost. I like the share the cost one. Right?
All right. Sounds good.
Yes.
Hey, I got a quick little story about another reason to love Northeast Florida.
What's that?
I really love the people here. I moved here 15 years ago. I love the people. I love the climate. I love the blue sky, the water, the lack of state income tax, and the low cost of purchasing homes. You know, there are other pretty places around the country that have blue sky, that have water. One of those is Seattle. It's got water. It's got beautiful blue skies. When it doesn't rain, and it rains a lot there, but the taxes and real estate, forget it.
Yes.
Really, really high. You know, the average price of a new home here is under $300,000. In Seattle, there are very limited supply of homes under $400,000.
Wow.
Extremely limited. Now, listen to this. A house was recently listed on the outskirts of Seattle for $330,000. That's rare. This was on the outskirts of Seattle. Now, the listing said it needs at least $100,000 in repairs and, quotes, likely much more, end quotes.
Wow.
The listing said it is too dangerous to tour the home. And has severe water damage.
Yikes.
There was one picture of the home, only of the outside. So paint a picture for yourself of this. Okay? It needs at least $100,000, maybe more. You can't go see it. In 5 days, 17 offers.
Wow.
And most of them were over the list price. Of $330,000.
Bargain, huh?
I think
there's a great reason to stay here.
Here in Jacksonville. And just go visit Seattle when it's a good time to visit and the sun is shining. You know what it's time for now?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I am so anxious for my open houses today and tomorrow because both of them are going to sell. I have three visitors coming to this house today that's going to be that executive home in Mandarin on Sims Cove Lane. It is an unbelievable 4,300, almost 4,400 square feet
right.
with a balcony, with an office, with built-ins, with a lanai, with a pool, and best of all, on the water with a covered boat slip and a jet ski lift, a view of the St. John's, three-car garage, recirculating hot water, triple HVAC, wood floors in the entire thing. This is truly an executive home. And it doesn't have 2x4 construction, 2x6 construction.
Before it was even cool.
That's yeah. right. Designed by the owner, brand new bulkheads, nobody built behind you. Just an absolutely gorgeous home and priced at $975. I'm going to be there right after the show today. I'm going to get there about 10:45. I'm going to be there till after 1 o'clock today. So just keep on coming. You know, if you just want to see some gorgeous, gorgeous home, come and visit today between 11 and 1. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to be in Confederate Point on the west side. Now, this house is just over 3,000 square feet and under $100 a foot. It's only $250,000. Another pool home, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath. Not only their regular kitchen, but there's a summer kitchen. It's actually inside. It's just off of the pool area, covered outside. There's a porch area that's covered, large sunroom overlooking the pool. I'm going to be there from 11 to 1. Just a big open area there. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, and it's all brick. Really, really nice. And
two all-brick houses you'll be at this
two
weekend.
All-brick houses. It's going to be in Charleston Lane, 4315 Charleston Lane.
In Confederate Point.
Confederate Point. Yeah. One more to tell you about that's going to be open tomorrow before the Super Bowl in Beauclair. All-brick home, another pool home. All three pool homes on Wexford Road, 3,300 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, many built-ins, a Florida room plus a screened room, a pool, a hot tub, lots of storage, big pantry, big laundry room, beautiful wood floors, all brick, front porch, rear patio, no CDD, no HOA. By the way, the one on Charleston does not have a CD, does not have an HOA. That one's open. The Wexford House is open tomorrow from noon to 3. Oh, my goodness. We just got some nice houses.
Yes, yeah. Beautiful homes.
You know who's coming on?
All three of those are all brick.
Yeah, you know who's coming on today after the show?
The Van Wees.
The Van Wees, always live, always tell you what's going on. They have a thumbs down. Oh, my gosh.
No.
It's the first time this year that they have a thumbs down. But I know the president is going to become clear and, you know, great trade deals. Brexit's going on. They're going to tell you about that.
It's all the China kinds thing, of stuff. Isn't it? Is
they're
it China?
Gonna tell you.
Yep, it's China.
Yeah, but
everybody's worried, and I got to travel next week too. I'm worried.
Well, you're not going to China. It's okay.
I'm going to New York. I might as well be in China.
Oh, you always worry. Everything's fine, and they're going to tell you everything's going to be fine as well. Stay with us, everybody. By the way, the answer to the contest was 7% higher for nicely staged exterior.